Oh, it's a great thrill to have Robbie Slater in the house. We've got the timing right now, mate. This is your time on the show. Good to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you guys.
It's been a long time, and you just live down the road.
That's right, just down the road, past all the traffic,
all the roadworks.
Exactly, but it's pretty good, that hospital. I might need that in a couple of years. I think it opens next year. So
very convenient.
It'll be very convenient. No, but great to see you guys.
And how's life, mate, in the world of
football? Now, that is a big question. How's life? In the world of football, is a little bit easier, but football, very, very busy.
Yeah.
And when we've seen this roller coaster ride the Matildas have been on,
just getting bigger. How good's that, mate? It's
fantastic.
Just amazing.
And how good's Sam Kerr? I mean, she'd be the best player in the world at the moment, given the games they've been playing.
Yeah.
And what a backflip.
Oh, Robbie.
We've got to find, that's one thing Timmy's not done. You know, he likes belting the corner post, but he can't do a backflip.
No,
every movie needs
that.
A superstar.
He's a superstar.
Every movie needs a superstar. Every code needs a superstar. And
every show needs a superstar.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
He's sitting right over there.
Yeah,
there
you know, I'm like the domestique. You know, I'm the hard worker.
But you know what they're doing?
Superstar. But she is.
She is genuine.
She's quick, mate. That's what I noticed last night. That first 10 yards, how quick is she?
And you know what she can do? She can head the ball. That first goal is a terrific header. And that puts, I'll tell you what they're doing at the moment. This is the good feeling story of Australian football at the moment.
It is.
Because the Socceroos aren't one.
Yeah.
We hope that they're going to become one.
Yeah.
But they've got themselves into a terrible position where they're in a double playoff. They've got to get past Syria. And then a pass over the US, Honduras.
Oh, Robbie, how do we do it, mate? Can we do it? We've got the chartered flights back.
Yeah, well, it's great, isn't it? In this modern era, they've got they've got everything they need, so there's no bloody excuses, is there?
Yeah.
Really?
And,
well, they haven't got the players at the moment.
Well, that's the thing. We
we're not the golden generation.
No. We've got, and I think we've come off the back of when Gus Hiddink came in 2006.
Yeah.
And we made the World Cup, which was great. We threw everything to the players.
Mm.
We said, you know, we hadn't made it in 32 years. We gave everything. Mm. We thought the Dutch was, this was the way to go.
The system.
We started employing in key positions, technical directors, in all our coaching setups of the youth. The Dutch, look where the Dutch are today. Didn't qualify for the last Euros and not going to qualify for the next World Cup.
Yeah,
we got it wrong. Mm. They came here and told us it's not important to win. Telling Aussies it's not important to win.
Really?
They stopped players training after training. And they tried to change our whole culture and mentality. Mate, you take the fighting. They came here and they sat down and said, forget about your fighting spirit, it'll get you nowhere.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is what we've got now.
That's
over a decade later.
So far away from what we're all about.
What we're all about.
Now, Ange has obviously copped it, and Boz has been very outspoken.
Yep.
I think you've said your thing as well. It just seems maybe he's locked into this bubble at the moment, and
you put it in a great way.
And
I think he's stubborn.
He's not looking at
very stubborn.
Yeah, you know, often those outside who know the game comment objectively, and it doesn't seem like he's listening.
No,
to
No, it's
any
like
of that.
They got he's got tunnel vision at the moment, and he thinks everyone's against him, and we're not. We want the soccer. I mean, Bozo wants. I want. Everyone wants the Socceroos to qualify for the World Cup. It's so important for the game.
Yeah,
but we put ourselves in a position. He changed the system 7 or 8 months ago.
Mm.
To a back three from a back four without getting too technical for the listeners. It didn't work. Mm. We all said it didn't work. The more everyone said it didn't work, the more he was determined to continue playing.
To prove it was working.
Yeah. And it's proved a disaster, which put us into that final game against Thailand where we had to score 4 goals. The fact is that in itself wasn't a problem. It's the fact that you leave it to the last game, knife's edge, to qualify for the World Cup. And as we saw, we didn't. We won 2-1. Not enough.
Yeah.
And we go into the playoffs, which will be great viewing. I mean, it'll be
good
nervous.
Theater.
It'll be good theatre as long as we, at the end of the theatre, qualify for the World Cup. But
lots of
other stuff. The Wanderers played tonight in the FFA Cup.
Yeah, what do you make of that, mate? Blacktown City sold out. I think it was sold out virtually as soon
it's
as that.
Not a big stadium.
No, I know that.
But it's great.
But it's still that.
Yeah,
what we want, David and Goliath.
But that's what
the
FFA Cup's all about. And that's
what it's brilliant.
You know, in England when it started, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, you've been over there. It's about the fourth division team beating the Premier League team.
We actually need a few upsets, don't we? Like, and
of course
we
did.
FFA Cup.
Heidelberg beat Perth, which was great. If Blacktown could knock over the Wanderers, that would be amazing. But I think you get pretty good odds on it.
Yeah, you do. 8.50 Blacktown City. Western Sydney should win and should win easily. $1.28.
But
we
never
love
know.
Cheering for the underdogs.
Heidelberg went and beat Perth Glory. They were given a chance.
Right.
And You know, what you do have, you have one of these, because in the other game it's Gold Coast against South Melbourne.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed one of those teams in the semis.
Yeah, it's great.
For me, the day the FFA Cup really arrives is the day one of those teams make the final.
Yeah. And that would be...
That would be great. That's fairy tale stuff. Yeah.
It is.
And we all love a fairy tale.
We love a fairy tale.
I remember
Socceroos are going to be a fairy tale.
I remember Phil Gould always saying, he said, everyone cheers for the underdogs, but if they realised how hard it was for the favourites to win, they'd probably cheer for the favourites. You know?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Because
look at the from the other side.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Mate, we look forward to chatting football / soccer.
Yep.
We can have that argument later on.
Listen, there's no problem. Listen, I'm not a soccer snob, mate. You can call it soccer. What did he call it, Johnny Warren? Sheila's Wogs and Poofters was his book. Was his book. Now, I'm one of those, but I'm not going to tell you which one.
And I want to get just that we had a whole host of League Cup matches this morning.
Yeah, Liverpool did well.
0-2.
Yeah, mate, Klopp's under massive pressure
there. He is, isn't he? They started really well.
But this is the thing. Are you a Liverpool fan?
No.
I am.
Well, there you go. Now, so what Liverpool fans do, and they have done for two decades, is a manager comes in and he's the new Messiah.
Yeah, they loved him, didn't
mate,
they?
Mate, Rodgers was the new Messiah. Benitez was the new Messiah.
Yeah.
And now Klopp. And dare you say anything to Klopp, but it's now third season.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is it third? It's gone quickly.
Yeah. Mate, 2.5.
Yeah.
But in the league, Liverpool fans are already talking about next season. That's how bad.
Oh, geez.
Two all in the Champions League, one all against Burnley, lost 5-0 to Manchester City.
Yeah.
And now losing 2-0 to Leicester City. It's doom and gloom, Slats.
Yeah. Well, thanks, mate.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the
lift.
The lift.
Yeah, that's really lifted me. Thanks.
Robbie,
great to see you.
Great to see you, boys.
Come in anytime, mate. I will love seeing you.
Thank you very much.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
We just need Billy sitting there and we've got the trio.
Thanks, mate. What? You've just stabbed me straight in the back.
No, we put you on the end.